Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes is a nice place to be.
It's time for the Children's Hour radio show.
Zap Mama from the CD Amazon Rafiki, which means friend in Swahili. And you are here with a lot of friends in the studio. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, a lot of friends, including me. I'm Katie Stone. And here on the Children's Hour radio show with so many great people in the studio, I can't even count them all. We're past my counting, but let's start over here. Hello to you.
Hi, it's Siobhan.
Hello, it's Maggie.
Hi, I'm Leela.
Hi, I'm Zoe.
Hi, I'm Tit.
Hi, I'm Tamarin Williams.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Aaliyah.
Hi, I'm Maurice.
Hi, I'm Sophia.
Hi, I'm Claire.
Hi, I'm Kira.
Hi, Kira.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Wow, it's a really full crew today, eh?
It's like a can of tuna.
It's
a can of tuna, literally.
It's a can of tuna. Okay, Megs, thank you very much. I don't know. Tuna. How do you tuna fish?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You put it in a can, I guess.
Tuna is disgusting.
Tuna? You think canned tuna is disgusting?
It's disgusting. It's the disgustingest thing on the planet.
It's not.
It's
perfect on pizza.
You're obviously.
So people always eat it on pizza.
That's right.
Why not just try
Hey, you know what? There's different strokes for different folks, and you're obviously not a cat because cats think canned tuna is like the greatest thing.
Hallelujah. Exactly.
Well, you all, we have a great show lined up for you today. In the studio with us are Girl Scouts and from Troop 10459. Welcome back to the Children's Hour, Girl Scout Troop 10459. Welcome back, everybody. Hi. And these Girl Scouts are going to be talking to us about why does kindness rock? And we're not, I know I'm a stone, Katie Stone, so I don't know. I kind of rock.
Katie rock in the studio.
I'm trying to rock. But I want to know more about why kindness rocks and how kindness rocks. And we're going to learn about that today. And also in the studio, and he's in another room, is my buddy Recycle Man, who's somewhere back here.
He's a superhero.
Recycle Man, and he's here, and I hope everyone wants to jam. Are you ready to jam?
I'm ready to jam.
Ready to
we
jam?
Just need some peanut butter, too.
Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jam.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Can you tell you're on the Children's Hour? And we have so much to do with you today. And I just wanted to play. This next tune is going out by request, a many, many week-long request. And yes, indeed, I've heard you. And this one's going out to you, Chris. And to all of you, it's Richie Havens, and good day. It is the Children's Hour radio show. Yay!
Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd, for the old man is coming just to carry the freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
From a CD, Songs of the Civil War, that's Richie Havens. And in the studio with us, just delighted to have back in our studio, Girl Scout troop from Albuquerque, New Mexico, 10459, and kindness rocks.
One message at just the right moment can change someone's entire day, outlook, and life. This is Megan Murphy's mission for the Kindness Rocks Project.
The Kindness Rocks Project is a movement in which community members get together to paint inspirational messages on rocks and spread kindness.
The founder, Megan Murphy, aims to cultivate connections within communities and lift others up through simple acts of kindness.
We are using Forum Marysberry's ABQ Kindness app and the Kindness Rocks Project to help us achieve our goal of 1,000 acts of kindness.
Kindness will rock your world.
We would like to thank Bekeke Open Space for hosting our rock garden, Southwest Preparatory Learning Center, and 21st Century Public Academy for painting rocks. Thank you for listening to our message, and come see us at Bekeke Open Space.
We all need more kindness in this world. We all need more kindness in this world. You may look high and low, but there's no place else to go. We all need more kindness in this world.
Yeah. You know it's time to stand up.
From a CD called Rise, Shine, Woke. The Alphabet Rockers came out at the end of 2017, and that's the I'm Proud song. We All Need More Kindness in This World was done by Melinda Carroll from a CD called Girl Scouts Greatest Hits, Volume 10. You are tuned to the Children's Hour radio show right here. We're broadcasting live from atop of Oñate Hall on the campus of the University of New Mexico from KUNM FM. Hope you've checked out our brand new website, childrenshourradio.com. There you can be listening live as we do the show and also catch our podcasts and so much more. See pictures. We're posting pictures to our social media feeds, and those all show up at childrenshourradio.com. Well, in the studio today with us, one of my favorite men with a purple beard. Maybe the only guy I know with a purple beard.
Hello, Katie.
Hello. This is Recycle Man.
That's right. Recycle Man in the house with my band. How you guys doing?
Yeah.
All right.
We're doing good.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, before we get into chitty chatty and all that stuff, does anybody want to play some music at all in the studio? Yeah? Yeah? Is that a yeah?
I think it is. This is the ultimate radio song. This is the, you can't see what we're doing, but we have all recycled instruments and we're going to make them sound a little bit different. Are we ready? Okay, here we go.
The Recycled Symphony here in the studio performing live for you on the Children's Hour. Recycle Man. That was super cool.
Great,
dude.
You guys. Nice, nice. Very good job. We had trampoline springs being frogs. We had barbecue skewers. We had a yogurt container here that was a real weird instrument. It's a Brazilian cuíca. You can't squeeze too hard. It has to vibrate. There we go.
Like this.
Hey, you guys, really good job, because we didn't even, that was no practice. That was just jumping in. So really good. Thank you guys for helping me on that.
Wow. So, Recycle Man, your instruments are so interesting because I think I want the kids to describe them. Do you mind coming to a mic and just kind of trying to describe some of these instruments? Thank you.
So, one of them is like a jar full of water, and you have to like bang it with a spoon. And then there's, like, skewers that you stick off the table and you have to, like, bang them. I don't know.
Okay, skewers on the table, you bang them kind of like... Thank you. Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. could do this with skewers. I guess recycle.
It's the rounded table. It needs a real sharp edge. Usually, otherwise, harder. It's harder to get that to work.
Yeah. Okay. And then
it makes a different sound whether you pull up or down.
Oh yeah. Right. Tell us that in the mic here. Yeah. Tell. And then what other instruments are we seeing? We have a bowl. A bowl here. We have a We haven't even started this bowl yet. Oh my goodness. Maracas made.
And a real interesting one here. Can you describe that one? Can you describe what you're holding?
It's kind of like two, like, springs.
Trampoline springs.
Trampoline springs kind of, like, stuck together with.
A tuna can?
Yes.
A tuna can.
A tuna can.
Tuna can.
You can
tune a
piano.
What?
You can tune a fish. So, we have it so. Your hand isn't holding anything. Everything's about the vibration. So there's a big chiropractor table spring attached to a tuna can, and then a trampoline spring attached to the top of the tuna can. And then when you scrape it and put that right in the mic, do it. You get a crazy wild sound. A lightsaber sound.
So yeah, you are bringing this show on the road. You invite kids. I remember when I very first met you, Recycle Man, I had very little children and we went to the library and there you were. And not only were you totally cool with very little children getting up in your face and touching all your stuff, you invited them on stage with you to play with you. This is a typical Recycle Man thing, is it not?
You know, this is my 24th year of Recycle Man and Drum Fest. And it's as I've gotten older and done it more, I'm giving the kids more and more freedom every year. So when I go to the libraries now, it's really about, I talk about tone, which is the sound, more than the rhythm, which is odd for percussion stuff. But if we get good tone and good teamwork, the rhythm's going to come because we all have that rhythm. So it's really about getting people to experiment and get the right sounds out of that stuff. And then the rhythm could always come later. It's really about just getting kids to pick things up and experiment and making shakers and maracas.
That is so cool. Well, we're going to come back to Recycle Man. Kevin Kinane is his real name in real life, but we also call him Recycle Man. Because, you know, this is what he does. And if you want to see pictures of what's going on in the studio, we're posting them live right now. You can go to childrenshourradio.com and catch those.
You're listening to the Children's Hour Radio Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Children's Hour Radio Show. You can find us online, childrenshourradio.com. And We're going to come back to Recycle Man in just a second, but whenever I see Recycle Man with all of his cool things, I always think of this song. This is coming off of the soundtrack to The Next Best Thing. This is Manu Chao.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
We're back.
Thank you.
it down on the drum. Nice
Zoe,
job.
Way to go. Man, all of you. That great, sounded great, so great walk. Cool.
That was great walk.
She was playing a walk?
She had that walk. We had the walk and roll a little further back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk?
Hey.
Oh, like a walk? Like
I like a walk.
Like a guacamole?
Show me that walk. Like a guacamole, yeah.
Oh,
like a guacamole.
It's a big walk. It really
and
is. It's like
a lot of times with the vibration, you want to make things, you let things vibrate, but stopping things from vibrate gives it a very unique sound. Rather than just letting it ring.
Ooh.
So she was dampering that with her hand. And using a certain kind of a stick. It depends on the tools you use, and it depends on how you hold them. Same thing with the water jugs, right? So
yeah,
when you're
right.
playing those...
Let's hear the water jugs really quick. I'm going to bring your mic a little.
All right. Let's do that.
And you really have to use the whole tool. So right now you're holding those spoons right at the tip. You need to hold them back. Use the whole tool so it bounces. There it is. Nice. And that's three different mason jars, three different sizes, three different lid sizes, and they also have water in them, and you can tip them over. But if you can just play them right on top, and it depends how much water they have or how big the lid is, we're going to get deeper and higher sounds.
Yeah.
Nice job on that mason jar.
Thank
Maggie's
you.
On the cans. Yeah.
Nice.
On the theme, I'm on a spring with Jiffy.
We got the spring
can
frog.
Can man.
So, Recycle Man, you just over all these years have figured out how to make really pretty much anything into an instrument. Is that how it goes?
Most things that I pick up, and it's really something that started out before I was even walking. My mom loves to tell the story. I would crawl, pull all the pots and pans out, and I would build and make drum sets and play it to her Santana record. We had one Santana record. It was my favorite record, and it was growing up in the Bronx. My neighbors downstairs loved me, and... Then as I acquired a lot of instruments and started teaching, I was doing a lot of repairing a lot because I'm a real hands-on guy. I want people touching and playing those instruments. And I realized that with the recycled stuff, we're using junk instruments. And if you can make junk instruments sound good and then you apply that to the real instruments, that is when you really get good. And once you get good at it and you're respecting these instruments, my other instruments stopped breaking as often. So it was kind of a two-way thing. And Recycle Man was born from people dumping illegally behind my house. And me being a percussionist was picking stuff up going, look at all this treasure. And then 24 years ago, turned it into a big gold recycle machine, which is out in my car. I didn't bring that up here, but I have that big, you've seen my recycle machine.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's like a Dr. Seuss thing.
Wow. It is.
Yeah. And
one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah.
Or instrument.
That's right.
Exactly. Recycle Man Kevin Kinane, we are so thrilled that you came in the studio with all these fun instruments. We want to thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you, guys.
Being with us on the
Thanks
Children's
the
Hour.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Coming off of a brand new release by Siama, the land of Yagaleli. It's so easy to make a song. We showed that today on the Children's Hour.
Do 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 do
love me for who I am. I said, please don't try to fix me. Love me for who I am.
Children's Hour Birthday Club. Kids in the club get a birthday gift in the mail and a birthday greeting on the show.
Happy birthday if today's your birthday.
Like Droma Bentley from Albuquerque, who's turning 12 years old today.
Happy birthday, Droma.
Yesterday, Crosby Fox Care turned 5 years old in Albuquerque.
Happy birthday, Crosby.
Joining the Children's Hour Birthday Club has never been easier. Find the link to join at our website, childrenshourradio.com.
If you go to childrenshourradio.com during our live broadcast, you can also hear the show as we're doing it live.
You'll also find our podcast playlist, links to the last two shows we've aired, and photos from our social media feeds, all at one site.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. You know that there are. If you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. There's a million ways to go. You know that there are. Well, you can do what you want. The opportunity's all. And if you find a new way, well, you can do it today. You
do you see? Ah, it's easy.